Hi, my name is Shelby Fennell. I'll be doing a book summary over Farewell to Manzanar. This is written by Jeanne Houston and James Houston. Imagine being taken away from your home and taken to a camp at the age of 7. How would you react? The story is taking place during World War II. A young girl's childhood is stripped away from her. She faces many challenges that normal children wouldn't have. As of normal, which means having loving parents, running around being free, and having a school life. The book starts out with the main character, the youngest of a lot of children, living her life in California, until her father, a fisherman, is taken away to participate in the army. Soon, her family is taken to Manzanar. Manzanar means apple orchard, but it's really a concentration camp that the Japanese were taken into. She soon learns that the life is not fair. She has no personal space in her small shack that has all her family members in it, or how she has to do personal stuff in front of everyone, complete strangers. Just think how embarrassing that would be. Later on, her father returns from the departure, but he does not come back the same man. He is sour, cruel, and abusive, while before he was loving and caring. He abuses the mother and becomes an alcoholic. In the main character's eyes, he is horrible. As for her brothers and sisters, they all move away from the camp when the war was over, but she was stuck. She felt like a butterfly being weighed down by a rock. Once out of the camp, she returns to a normal school. She still lives in the ghetto, but she's glad that she's out of Manzanar. She hears much racism from other people, but the war is over. She didn't understand why racism was still a big deal. Life was still bad for the character. As she grew to become a teenager, she felt two different pressures. One, to be like a normal girl, dealing with boys and all. Another from her father, wanting her to be a lady and to cover her body. She, of course, being a teenager, did not agree. But that is what makes the character so relatable to girls. As people grow, they forget their past, but she didn't. Even as a mother, she went back to the camp, now a wasteland. She wanted to remember the life she once dealt with. She took in the smells, sights, and sounds she once had. Everyone has done this one time or another. I definitely recommend this book. It gives a great point of view from the war from a young Japanese girl. The feelings you get will be real. It is almost as if you were there in Manzanar with her. But there are still relatable moments that the reader will understand in this time period that we have now. I give this book 2 thumbs up.